Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. Your questions about calcium bentonite clay. I'm your hostess for today, Perry A. And it's my joy and pleasure to share with you knowledge that I've accumulated in my studies and fascination with calcium bentonite clay over the years. So I hope you brought your questions, and I'm looking forward to answering them as we go as best I can. And thank you for allowing me to share this fascinating element that God left us, His pharmacy. We have a question in queue from Vicki in Corpus Christi. She said, would clay help with an ankle wound that won't heal? Absolutely. Any kind of wound that won't heal, clay seems to have the ability to heal. It heals from the inside out. It will debride the dead skin, and it will build fresh new skin. It's amazing how it works. For something like that, I would apply the clay as a poultice topically. You want to use the recipe for the clay mask or the mud. Put it directly onto the wound. It's going to pull out infection, any kind of disease, gangrene, blood poisoning, things of that nature. Clay is very well known for pulling out. And keep the poultice on there wet. Cover it with some saran wrap or glad press and seal or wet gauze that's wrapped around it. You want to kind of soak the gauze in the clay if you do that, and then you can put gauze around that. I just prefer the glad press and seal or the saran wrap because it sort of holds it in place. And with an ankle wound, you can put it on and kind of wrap it around and scotch tape it on there and sleep with it on all night. Changes a couple of times during the day, and you should be seeing an improvement within 4 or 5 days. Thank you for that. We have a question from Pat. How much clay powder should be used for a foot bath with approximately 1 gallon of water? Well, Pat, what you would do is you want to use a one to five ratio. Your liquid clay is a 1:8 ratio. So however much water you use, however much clay you use, you want five times that amount of water. So I'd have to do the math on that, see how many ounces in a gallon. I think it's 128. Divide that by 5, and that will give you ounces of clay that you should use. And I would mix it in a blender with some water and then add it to you can't mix it in a gallon of water at one time in a blender. So if you're going to pour the clay into the water, you're going to need some kind of device to whip it, a wire whisk or plastic whisk, something like that. It's okay to use metal as long as you don't leave it in there for a prolonged time. But you want to get the lumps out good. So you may want to cut the recipe in half, make it in smaller sizes, and do it several times and just pour it in a container. Now, with that much clay and that much water, you can use it more than one time. I'd say 3 or 4 times and cover it between using. And when you get through, add some more water to it, kind of liquefy it, and feed it to your plants in your garden outside. They love it. All right, Michael in I think it's abbreviation for Chicago. Does this clay cleanse your blood out too? Yes, it does indirectly. And that's a good question, Michael. Clay enriches the blood. It helps build red blood cells, and it gets acidity out of the blood. We've seen tests done with this particular clay under a high-powered microscope, and the people's blood was tested before they had clay, and the blood cells were all lumped together, and they were all crowded together, and they were small, and there was a lot of debris in the background, and I asked them what the debris was, and they said it was a sign of acidity in the blood. And 6 weeks later, after being on clay, they took the test again, and the blood cells were all off by themselves, and they had a little glow around them. They weren't touching, and the background was very clear. So, yes, I would say it does. It will help build red blood cells, and it does it through enzymatic action. The clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream per se, but enzymes can attach to the clay particle that can make diastase and oxidase amino acids that can and this is what helps the enrich the blood. So it's an indirect interaction, because clay is a catalyst that works with the body. So the body provides part of it and the clay, and they attach to each other, and they can make things that the clay doesn't even contain that the body's deficient in. That sounds kind of phenomenal, but I've seen it happen time and time again, and it's absolutely amazing. So thank you for that question. And, you know, a lot of people use it for anemia. Okay, Cheryl in Westlake, Ohio, do I dare ask how old you are and if you have any personal health concerns since you've been using living clay, or have all your issues disappeared? I am 75 years young, not old, young. I feel very, very young, very active. It just amazes me. People my age in my class are dying, and it's kind of hard for me to realize that I'm that old. I don't feel it. I don't climb mountains like I used to, but I get around very well. I feel good. I don't have any big disease issue, a little blood pressure, and I could probably control that with clay if I use it daily on my inner arms, but I haven't. I just take a tiny little pill. And I had acid reflux real bad when I started taking the clay, and that was my aha moment, and I got over it like in 2 days. And I had it so bad I was sleeping propped up on pillows at night. I couldn't lay down without that vile stuff coming up and burning my throat. And I was just amazed at how quickly it got over it. And I never did get on the purple pill. Don't like medicines. And when I go to the doctor, I said, tell me what's right. Don't go looking for something wrong. Because you find what you look for, right? And I think clay has kept me healthy. I don't take the flu shots. Haven't gotten the flu or been sick this year. I started getting a sore throat one day, and I started gargling the clay, and it just went right away. It never developed. So there you have it. Go get some clay. I was also on the verge of having arthritis. I had it in one thumb, and I was getting where I'd ride in the car for a long time, and I'd get out and be real stiff, and I couldn't move, and I'd have to kind of stretch a little bit. And since I started taking clay, my thumb works perfectly. It doesn't ache every time the weather changes. I can open jars, and I don't get that stiff like as I used to. So those are just some of the benefits of clay. Shirley Bradfield in Vancouver, Washington. If you mix clay in advance of using it, does it lose its potency or effectiveness? I mixed more than I needed of the liquid and the mass. Both are about a week old, and I'm wondering if I'm still getting useful benefits as mixing, using it immediately. Thank you. Thank you so much for these informative seminars. No, it doesn't. The clay keeps it. When you mix it with water, you actually activate it. And I have kept the liquid clay for as long as 3 months. I put it, 3 bottles I mixed. I put one in the refrigerator, one on the kitchen cabinet, and one in a dark pantry. And they were all three just as fresh as of the day I made them. I've kept the clay mask for a year. If you keep air out of it, if you open it a lot of air in, it's going to kind of dry out and get hard around the edges. But that's the only way. Its potency is still there. Remember, it's 43 million years old, and you really bring it to life, and all that energy is still there and stays there. That's why people are worried about their drinking water being acidic or something, and they want alkaline water. Well, the clay does that, but unlike some of these things you have to do to make your water alkaline, clay doesn't lose it. It holds it. It keeps the alkalinity. So if you add, a teaspoon of liquid clay or a fourth of a teaspoon of liquid clay to a glass of water just to take out any chemicals in the water, that'll do the trick. It doesn't take very much. It keeps its effectiveness and efficiency for quite some time. That's a great question. I haven't had one like that. Thank you. Caro in Chicago, how do you deal with nerve-ending pain? I have it on my left hand for 3 months or more. Well, there's several ways. First of all, you have to find the source of the pinched nerve or the nerve pain. Something like shingles attacks the nerve endings, and it's very painful. But it usually erupts on the skin and you see it, and then you can treat it topically as well as drinking the clay. But generally, if you have a nerve problem, it's caused by like a pinched nerve. Somewhere the nerve is getting pinched and it runs down. You know, when you get a pinched nerve in your back, you feel it in your leg, in your thigh or in your calf, somewhere down there. So the end of the nerve is affected by the pinch that's in your spine. So if you know where this is, if it's in your elbow and your shoulder or your neck, you can put clay poultices on that. You can drink the clay. I don't know how much that has. I would use it topically, but you need to find the source of where the cause of the pain is. So if you can give me a little more information about that, maybe I could give you a more specific answer. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to see if we have any more questions. And go over to see who's on the phone lines today. Is anyone on the phone line who has a question they'd like to ask? If they do, if you press *2, I can open the line and answer your question. If I don't have any response for a while, I'll just talk about clay. There may be some of you online that are new to clay. We generally have new callers in. Clay is volcanic ash. It's inert earth. You know, it's been burst through a volcano. All the impurities have burned out, and all it is fine trace minerals in parts per million. They have been fused together by the heat of the volcano, and they are combined with a very stable oxygen molecule that holds this structure together. So they make like a cage. And inside the clay molecule are many, many negative ionic charges. So it has a negative ionic charge. Your bacteria, your virus, your fungus, your bad thing, your diseases, your yeast, your infections, and a lot of your chemicals have a positive charge. So the clay, literally, when you take it internally, it's like a little garbage truck going along picking up the trash. Doesn't get the good stuff. It just wants to take out the trash. Goes in one end and out the other, and it cleans house along the way. In addition to that, it's got a 9.7 pH, so it alkalizes the body. It doesn't interfere with your good acidic balance in your stomach. Clay is all about balance, and it wants to help the body retain balance, so it seems to know where to go and what to do and doesn't overdo it. You still digest your food good. Clay actually has some good microbials that helps your gut flora. A lot of people are wondering, well, if I take clay, will it wipe out all my gut flora? It's only looking for the bad stuff. Remember that. So it contributes to the good gut flora. If you want to take probiotics, I would take them in the evening, like take your clay in the morning and noon and take your probiotics in the evening, give a little space in there. When you mix your clay and drink it, you want to not drink a bunch of water until at least 15 minutes after you've had your clay. You'll notice when you mix the clay to a 1-to-8 ratio, it'll be kind of like chocolate milk. And when you drink it out of a glass, you'll notice a little slick coating on the inside. And it doesn't rinse out with water. If you rinse it out, it just dries and leaves a chalky coating. So So this is the alkaline coating that helps heal any kind of ulcers, irritation, irritable bowel, polyps in the colon, diverticulitis, things of this nature is why it's so good for healing. It's also going to pull out parasites, internal parasites. So those are some of the benefits of taking it internally. Externally, if your body has absorbed a lot of toxins and the kidney and the liver couldn't get them filtered out fast enough, these toxins are stored in the joints and soft tissues of the body. And over the years, it builds up and we get arthritis and aches and pains and diseases and all sorts of problems. So when you drink the clay, it only cleanses you from the mouth south. The clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall. So when you take clay baths, the negative power of the clay is so strong that it's like a mild magnet. You don't feel it. But when you take a hot clay bath, the hot water opens the pores of your skin. And the skin is the largest detoxing organ on the body. You detox through the pores of your skin. When you run and sweat, you're detoxing. So when the hot water opens the pores, the clay can pull the toxins out. We've had people with high levels of lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, radiation, and they take the clay baths. And all their levels come down. It may take 3 months to get it out. It may take 2 months. I'd recommend getting a hair analysis test before you start to know what your levels of toxicity are. And then you know what you're fighting. And then you can have a retest done after 2 months. Now, if you've been on this call very long, you've heard me tell the story about the 3.5-year-old boy that had 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream. And the doctors wanted to give him the IV chelation. His dad didn't want him to have to go through that, and so he gave him the clay baths. And he gave him a 1-cup clay bath twice a week for 3 months, and he was giving him a teaspoon of the liquid clay twice a day. And he took him back to be tested, and the doctors came back and they walked in and said, "What have you been doing?" And he kind of looked at him and said, "What do you mean, what have I been doing?" He said, we checked your son's levels, and he's zero on lead, and we want to know what you did." So the clay literally pulled it out. Now, we don't know if it pulled it out at 2 months or at 3 months. He waited 3 months to be checked. So depending on how much toxicity you have and you can have more than one thing that might take it longer to get out. So that's why it's important to kind of check and test either a blood test or a hair analysis test as you go along to see about your getting rid of that. In addition, clay topically over any kind of skin irritation is just amazing. But your skin is a reflection of what's going on inside your body. When you have an imbalance inside, over acidity, different things going on, it shows up on your skin. So in cases of skin problems, you want to drink the clay as well as use it topically directly over the irritation areas. For some things, you may need to be more aggressive, like eczema and psoriasis. You really need to put thick poultices on, leave it on during the day. Take clay baths twice a week. You may want to increase, if you have it from head to toe, you want to increase and do a 2-cup clay bath. And after the bath, you dry off and rub a little coconut oil onto those places because eczema and psoriasis have dry, scaly patches that start itching. So rub a little coconut oil on it, wrap in a towel for a while, let it absorb in and sleep with it on there. And then use the clay for your clay baths and for topical. So, okay, I'm going to go back over and check again on the questions and see if we have anything. Hi there, Sharon. Sharon from Fort Collins. Sharon is a frequent listener. Have you heard of Success treating eczema? If so, what is the process? I have heard of Success of treating the worst case, and it was a very aggressive progress. This lady was covered with eczema from head to toe. She wouldn't go out in public anymore, and her daughter said her skin looked like elephant hide. And her daughter came up and brought her bucket of clay, and she gave her a clay bath every day using 3 cups of clay. She would mix it in the blender and put it in the hot water, got the water real hot, make her soak for 20 minutes, give her something to drink while she was in there. Before she got in, she took the clay mask and rubbed it all over her eczema and had her stand there with it in and let it dry while she was fixing her bath. And after she got her out, she would dry her off and she would rub the coconut oil onto her skin. And then she wrapped her in a towel and would put her into bed for 30 minutes. And during the day, she was drinking 3 ounces of the liquid clay 3 times a day and lots of water in between. Now, on the morning of the 4th day, she woke up and this hard, dried, scaly skin had just fallen off and her skin was beautiful. And she was so thrilled. I talked to her. She was 83 years old. She had had this all of her life. And she was so thrilled because she was going to go to the family reunion and she hadn't been going out in public anymore. And she said, I'm going to wear a short sleeve shirt. Now, I have her daughter's name. And she said she'd be glad to talk to anybody on how she did it, but she was very aggressive with her treatment and cured it in a short period of time. So if anyone wants that, if you'll contact me, perrya@austin.rr.com. I don't think Brenda would mind at all sharing what she did, and her testimonial is also on aboutclay.com. Thank you, Sharon. Denise in New Orleans, do you have any suggestions for treating diabetic wounds that won't heal properly? Yes, ma'am, I do. You slap the clay mud over those wounds, wrap it in Saran wrap, change it 2 to 3 times a day, leave it on at night. And we've had quite a few diabetic ulcers where the people had been in the hospital on gross amounts of antibiotics and the wound wouldn't heal. And they were scheduled for amputation. And in 4 days, they started seeing improvement and healing with the clay. So get clay on there. People with diabetic wounds usually have poor circulation. Put clay on there. You don't want to let the clay dry on a wound because it pulls, and when it dries, it'll crack it open. But if their legs are just starting to get dark and no circulation, put the clay mask all over it and wrap it like we did for the wound. Or sometimes at night you can put a thin coat on and let it dry and let them sleep with it on. What we want the clay to do is to pull the circulation back to the surface and get the circulation going. There's a lack of blood flow there that caused this. So try those, and if you have any questions, give me a call. Caro in Chicago again. Yes, I got it after shingles. I use the clay for 12 hours a day, but inflammation comes back and the clay comes back too. Okay, are you drinking it? I would be very aggressive with it. I would put it on real thick, maybe change it every 6 hours, and put it on at night and sleep with it and drink 2 to 3 ounces of the clay 3 times a day. Take some clay baths. Maybe you need to open that up of the pores of the skin more to let it come out. And try some clay baths, and I would use 2 cups of clay in it. I would really be aggressive with that. Generally, it starts working on shingles right away. I don't know why yours keeps coming back. So something's not getting to the root of it. Try that. If you have any questions, give me a call or email me. Bill in Midwest City, Oklahoma. Hi, Bill. A few minutes ago, you mentioned using clay on the inside of your arm to hide blood pressure. Could you talk more about that, please? Thanks and happy gardening. Well, it is time to garden, isn't it? I think everybody is getting antsy and ready for spring to come. I've got plants sitting on my porch now that fortunately, I didn't put in because we had a late freeze already. In India, they treat high blood pressure by putting a clay poultice on the inside of their upper arm and covering it with cloth, or I would cover it with Saran wrap or Glad Preston seal. And they have success in lowering blood pressure by doing that. I would suggest you do it at night and put the clay mud on kind of thickly on the inside and wrap it and seal it. You know, if you're using saran wrap, you need some scotch tape to close it off, and sleep with it on at night and see if that doesn't lower your blood pressure. It's a widely used therapy in India, and there was a book that wrote about it, and I've read several different places where they use it like that to lower blood pressure. Now, blood pressure can be caused from several things. And there are some people that just drink the clay and their blood pressure goes down, and then others that it doesn't affect. So it would probably depend on what the cause is. And if it's stress, and sometimes when we get older, our blood vessels aren't at our peak condition and flexibility and all. So try that. And thanks for reminding me about gardening, because if you have any leftover clay water, or if you make your own liquid clay, when you make it, you're going to have some heavier particles at the bottom. When you get down to that, add some water to it, shake it loose, and feed it to your plants. You will have happy plants. I take a handful of the clay powder when I'm putting in new plants and sprinkle it in the ground with my potting soil, and put the plant in. They bloom, they grow twice as fast, they get taller and greener and healthier. It's great in your vegetable gardens. I have one lady that puts it faithfully every year in with her compost, and she says she has the sweetest radishes she's ever grown, and her vegetables come up quickly, and they're very healthy and very juicy. I had one of her lemons, it was the juiciest lemon. And she keeps her lemons covered with a screen during the summertime, and the skins don't get hard. The skin on that lemon was like velvet, and it was so juicy, you can't imagine how much juice was in it. So use it in your gardens, too. It's good for your plants. Thank you for that question. Okay, I don't see any more questions for right now. I'm gonna ask again, is anybody on the line that would like to share a question that they have? If you'll press star 2 on your phone, it will signal me, and you can come on with me and ask your question. That's star 2. All right, trying to think of some recent testimonials we've had to share. I just sent a whole bunch out. You know, again, using clay on anything on your skin. If you mash your finger in the door, put clay on it. It helps take the pain away. It's absolutely amazing. I'm sitting here trying to think and talk at the same time, and that doesn't work too well because my mouth and my brain have to function together. Maybe I need to go take some clay for that, huh? We do have people that say when they start drinking the clay, they had some mental clarity, particularly two teenagers from different parts of the United States emailed us that when they started drinking the clay, they had real clarity about understanding algebra. Both of them were brain dead in math, and so they claimed, and never could understand algebra. And suddenly after they started taking the clay, they began to be able to understand it and figure it out. Now, how that happened and what it unscrambled, I have no idea. But if they want to give that credit to clay, yoo-hoo! And I have had quite a few people say they have more mental clarity and can remember things they were trying to think of that were on the tip of the tongue. Sometimes it works for me and sometimes it doesn't. Of course, I think a lot of that, there's a quote I read the other day that don't blame losing things on old age just because you're getting older. We all lose things, and most of the times it's about being so busy and multitasking and trying to hold everything in your brain at the same time that you forget things. I am notorious about carrying my purse and one thing normally when I go somewhere. But if I carry more than that when I walk out, I pick up the two that are, you know, very common for me that I usually use every day, and I walk off and leave something every time. Well, not every time. but I have done it more than once. But I try very hard to remember that quote and not blame that on my age, because when I check around, I find all people do it, even young people. So, well, I don't see anyone with a question to ask here, so I'm going to go back over and check the Q&A page one more time. And whoops, I lost my page. It is time for our program to end, and it has been wonderful speaking with everyone today. I'm going to check one more time. Here's one from Patricia and calls by it. Please explain the ingredients in some of your products that are not just clay. Why are they necessary? They look like chemicals. I don't know what products you're talking about. If you're talking about our lotions and our creams, we add those. Well, to have a lotion and a cream, you have to have other ingredients besides clay. So we have plant-based products, safe. We've checked everything on Skin Deep. There is one item there that is I think it's a polyglycol, something like that, that's, even though it's plant-based, when we started out, it was just a 2 on the Skin Deep chart, and we are looking to replace that. It's a preservative, and if you don't have some preservatives, you don't have shelf life. So finding natural preservatives that work is really difficult, and we're constantly on the search. We have somebody right now at the Expo West in California, looking to stay on the cutting edge. We like to keep our products on the cutting edge and looking for what's new out there, what we need to upgrade. And we're also looking at developing some new products. Now we make a product called Muscle Rub, and we put tea tree oil, peppermint oil, and jojoba oil in it just to give it a little boost. The tea tree oil is an antiseptic. The jojoba oil is a moisturizer. And the peppermint oil is also kind of an astringent and helps circulation. And it's like a mild icy hot when you put it on your sore muscles, and it really helps the muscles relax and loosen up. If you've been at your computer, if you have a stiff neck, go get a little Muscle Rub, rub it on. If you've kind of overexerted your muscles working in the garden, you know, for the first time, rub some on your back, on those back muscles, or wherever. It's just real good about taking out the soreness. And I don't know which ones you're talking about that look like chemicals. Some of the names, you have to use the formal names, like vitamin E is tricopanol. I don't know why they just don't put vitamin E, but they want the scientific name, and that's what we have to go by, because that's what the FDA requires us to do. If you want to contact me with any specific things, I'll be happy to look at that. But we really work to keep the finest ingredients in our products. We do want to keep that shelf life for you, that they'll last at least a year on the shelf so they won't break down on you. But if you don't use something in there, and I know somebody's going to come up with a new natural preservative that won't harm the product, that'll work with it, clay that we can get. And that's where we're out there searching now. So thank you, Patricia. And you're the reason, and questions like that are the reason we keep working on it. Dina in Charlotte. Hello, where would I be able to get a hair analysis done? You know, I would Google online and find out, and see what you can find. I don't really know of a specific place offhand, but I think if you have a computer and can Google it, you can find out where anything is. And maybe some of your health food stores that have somebody there that really knows what they're doing in their wellness department, they might know. Sorry, I don't have an answer for you on that one. Okay, is it safe for animals? Absolutely. It is excellent for your pets. It's just as good for them as it is for you. We've had old lethargic dogs that couldn't get on the stairs or jump on the furniture, and after 3 days of taking Clay, one of them was upstairs and on the daughter's bed. So it helps their hair coats, it helps their insides, it helps them get rid of parasites. We've had newborn pups that were started on Clay, and they were 6 weeks old before they were taken to the vet, and the vet checked their stool for worms and said, "I don't see any parasites." I've never seen newborn pups without parasites. So, yes, it's very good for your pets. You know, depending on the size, if they're smaller, you give them a teaspoon of the hydrated clay or pour about a half an ounce over their food of the liquid clay. If they're medium size, I give them a good heaping teaspoon of the clay mask or, you know, or if you want to use the clay liquid, you can pour about an ounce over it. And for great big dogs or horses, something like that, at least a tablespoon of the mud and 2 ounces of the liquid if you have a Great Dane or something like that. And again, you can't get too much. It's not, it's what they don't use is just going to go in one end and out the other. Carol in Chicago, thank you for being on the web. Well, thank you. And Caro is short for Carol, and I hope I'm saying it right. And I appreciate being appreciated like we all do. And thank you very much for taking time to say that. So next week we will be having the wellness seminar at this time, and the following week another clay seminar. So hope you will join us for both of them, and thank you for listening. Now go get some clay and have a great day. This is Perrier signing off.